for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to give a shout-out to some underwriters. Beetle Nation, they're on after this. Is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Printed Imaging, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidering since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 530-898-9525. Coming up next, as soon as I pull this up, we're going to hear the Without a Roof radio program interview, and we're going to get right into our special pledge drive extraordinaire.
Yes, sir. Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
I really believe that everybody should be born poor 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence.
All right, welcome to the KZFR Fall Pledge Drive edition of the Without a Roof radio program. I'm your these folks are going to be at the mics first. Sorry about that, guys. We got Ernesto and Carrington going to be the tri-hosts. We're going to come back to them. They're going to introduce themselves after I get through talking about the wonderful thing we're doing for pledges this month. We're actually doing a segment recognizing National Runaway Prevention and Homeless Youth Awareness Month. Tonight, you'll be enlightened to the catastrophic numbers that are youth homelessness, a hidden public health and safety crisis. Throughout the program, you'll be hearing from some of the righteous organizations here in Butte County that work tirelessly to help and assist our roofless youth. The entire program, including all references to resources and web pages, will be posted later this evening to the Without a Roof social media. Our homepage is waroof.tumblr.com. We are easy to find with a Google search for the top three words, Without a Roof. Our Tumblr site comes to the top of the Facebook search results, and from there you can physically link from the homepage to all of our different social medias. Once again, that's waroof.tumblr.com. We're easy to find on the phones waiting to take generous pledges are Josh Indar from School Ties Program, Butte County of Auschwitz Education, Emily Bateman from the Homeless Emergency Action Response Team, better known as the HEART Program, under Youth for Change. Later in the program, we'll bring these folks on the air to give listeners a lowdown on what amazing organizations do for the youth in Butte County. Biggest thing, though, is this is a pledge drive, man. Our goal for the program is to have 15 callers, $750. And I think we're at, what are we at, Pledge Captain? We're going to get an update on that. We'll give you an update later on in the program. We literally have some righteous Without a Roof merchandise and services to give to KZFR people-powered radio pledgers like yourself. These gifts are in addition to the assortment of gifts available to our listeners in the official KZFR 90.1 swag catalog. You heard that right. We are doubling down here on the Without a Roof Pledge Drive show. So please call in 530-895-0131 and say poverty is the worst form of violence. And receive the Without a Roof Poor People's Film Festival DDB for pledges of $25. The Poor People's Film Festival is a collection of 46 Without a Roof YouTube vignettes filmed in 12 different Northern California communities between 2012 and 2014. These shorts contrast the lives of ruthless human beings and Samaritans that help them against misconstrued societal beliefs, including harassments, beatings, and criminalization based solely on one's housing status. For a pledge of $75, you will receive a multimedia presentation hosted live and in person by Without a Roof for a pledge of $75. We gave this interactive presentation to two classes at Butte College back in October with roughly 20 amazing and touching feedbacks received by students in attendance. And Dinah, the one that does Beetle Nation, is actually going to have me come up to her school. We're kind of working through to do that. So please call in with a big pledge, $75, and you'll have Without a Roof talking about poverty, the worst form of violence. Please be local to Chico and willing to pay for travel for the multimedia presentation. Again, both of these gifts are above and beyond KZFR pledge gifts. You'll be doubly gifted, courtesy of Without a Roof and generous contributors of KZFR like yourself. Our goal for the program, 15 callers, $750. Now we're ready. Thanks for being so, this is a hectic here in the studio. It's actually kind of fun. There's so many people like floating in and out. This is radio, people power radio. But hey, why don't you guys introduce yourself, or Carrington and Nesto, and let us know why you're here.
Hey, I'm Carrington. I'm here representing the heart program and the stairways program. Mm-hmm. I started off on the streets at 18, and I went or traveled around for a little bit. I was homeless. I experienced a lot of the different issues, and it led me to fall into working for different nonprofit organizations, and here I am today.
Awesome, and you're going to talk about that at length later on in the program. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And you're going to play a song.
Yeah.
What's the song?
Probably House of the Rising Sun, unless you have a different request.
We need to hang in there for that. Pledge, hang in. This kid rocks on the guitar and the vocals. And what about you, Ernesto? Give us a little bio about yourself, man.
Hey, out there. My name is Ernesto. I'm representing the PASS Scholars Program here. I'm a former foster youth at 16. Moved around for a long time. Didn't know what I wanted to do with my life until a couple years ago. Met a great teacher, William Selby, who helped me out, figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Just recently, I just transferred here to Chico State, trying to become a teacher in the field of geography, and I just recently got hired for the School Ties program, which I'm going to be a mentor to homeless youth and foster youth as well.
Awesome. Now, maybe you could give us a little short intro for each day of Sixth Street.
Each day of the month, the Sixth Street Center for Youth has a Facebook page, and it's posting facts and information about youth homelessness. The Sixth Street is located in downtown Chico on, you guessed it, Sixth Street, near the corner of 6th and Broadway, right next to Chico Muffler Service.
And fact number two, young people are at far greater risk of becoming homeless if their parents engage in substance abuse or have mental health problems. They suffered or witnessed child abuse or neglect in the home. The family has been homeless previously. They identify themselves as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. They have been in foster care. Children who have been in foster care are at greater risk of becoming homeless at an earlier age and remain homeless for a longer period of time than other youth.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I can't wait to hear more about your story and more about your wonderful organizations. But where I want to get started, and I really feel really blessed, we have some folks waiting for celebration that are going to jump on the mics right now. And they're not jumping. They're actually walking and sitting. They could have jumped. But I'm really excited about this, to understand what celebration is all about. I understand I have a storyteller here and another lady. So why don't you guys introduce yourself and let all our listeners know why they need to be a celebration.
Yeah. So my name is Celine O'Malley, and here with me I have Joan. And so actually both of us are storytellers, and we're part of the Storytellers Guild of Chico, which started last year after Chico Telebration. And Chico Telebration is actually, Telebration is a national storytelling network event. So it happens nationally, but you have to produce it locally. And so last year was our first year of it, and I paired up with the Sixth Street Center for Youth, and we got the ball rolling, and we organized it, and I gave workshops at Sixth Street with the youth, and we got a bunch of youth tellers to come and perform at the event, and it was incredibly powerful. The goal behind it was to raise awareness around the art of storytelling, but also the ability for storytelling to change hearts and change minds, particularly around the issue of homelessness, youth homelessness in Butte County. And it happens to be in November, which is also the month for raising awareness for youth mm-hmm. homelessness. So we're really excited to have it again this year. It's happening November 14th. It's in a week and a half at the Chico Women's Club. We're being sponsored by them. And
Is the actual storytelling all done by at-risk, formerly homeless or homeless youth? Or is it?
No, we have a mix. So we've got a mix of adult storytellers. Joan here is one of our adult storytellers. She was an audience member last year, was really moved by it, and joined the guild actually from that event. And now she's going to be telling her own story this year. And I'll be telling a story, and we have a few other, we have quite a few other adult performers along with youth performers from Sixth Street.
So what kind of stories can we expect? Like Joan, what you're gilded. Thank you. I mean, that's I'm bowing right now in the studio. I have someone that's gilded. Tell us a little bit about your experience last year and why you signed up to do it this year and what you expect out of it.
Well, I heard about Telebration at the last minute. I read it in CNNR, and I thought, well, if it's in CNNR, it must be good, right?
Right.
So I decided to go, and I thought, well, you know, I've always been interested in listening to stories, and I thought, I want to help them out. So first thing, I tried to get a parking space. There was no parking space in the parking lot. They were all parked up on all the streets. So right away, I begin to think, oh, this is big. I go in there, and the tickets have been sold out. It's standing room only.
Wow.
This is the biggest sellout that the Women's Club has ever had. They ran out of chairs, literally.
Wow, so get there early.
Yes.
If you want a chair. Never mind parking. Get there early if you want a chair.
Yes. So that was kind of my first impression, is there's a lot of people like me who like to listen to stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that impressed me was the wide range of storytelling, right. Everything from folk tales to real life stories that the youth from the 6th Street had told. Mm-hmm. And so there was a wide range of stories last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me even more interested. So I joined the Storytelling Guild and decided that I would make a try to do my first story.
Oh, you'll do fine. You'll do better than try. I can tell.
Yeah. And it's going to be real stories, I guess, this time, because it's a fish out of water. That's the theme of it. And I think most of us are fish out of water.
So all nonfiction?
It's going to be
true
life stories.
Cool.
And I think one of the reasons I like the idea of storytelling is that people now are identified by numbers,
yeah.
by their addresses, by their social security. We have lots of facts about people. But to know people, we have to know their stories, because that's where we get beyond the facts to the truth.
Right.
The truth of the person comes through storytelling. And I think that's why it's so popular nationwide. You know,
yeah.
you see more and more storytelling for
awesome.
All different ages.
That's a really good thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that was kind of our hope with it, was that we, last year there was a lot of negative storytelling about homelessness and about people
uh-huh,
on the
uh-huh.
streets. And it's kind of like we need to get people who are experiencing it to share their stories, so that we can humanize this issue,
yeah.
because there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of, you know, numbers or talk about it, mm-hmm. about people, but mm-hmm. not coming from the actual person themselves.
Awesome. So get there early, get for parking if you want to chair.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of logistics other than the cost, because I know it's donation only, and we just kind of say it's donation only, but where do they get the tickets?
It's actually not donation only. So the tickets are $20 pre-sale, but $15 for students, and at the door it's $25 and $20
okay.
for
awesome
yeah so but it is a donation to 6th Street Center for
awesome.
Youth
awesome.
And tickets are available on Eventbrite or also at the bookstore, and Little Red Hen is also selling them.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for yeah. coming in, ladies. You have a last little 30-second thumbnail you want to give us that we might
miss? Chico Telebration, November 14th. 6:30, doors open at the Chico Women's Club. Come listen to some amazing stories. We hope to see you there.
And be wowed.
Woohoo!
In your chair. If you get there early. All right, our first guest. This is our second guest, because these guys, actually, this is our second guest. Thanks for coming in, ladies. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Working through this. Our second guest is Megan Malloy, the program director at the School Ties Program. Megan is an amazingly gifted professional with a treasure trove of information on youth homelessness and the foster care system here in Butte County. This vignette that she's actually in that I'm going to play is one of 45 others that can be yours on the poor. And it's from the Poor People's Film Festival DDD with a $25 prize at KZFR above and beyond whatever else that you're going to get. So let's hear those phones ring. Enjoy, and always remember, if you have a roof, be grateful.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year. Those are families who are struggling to keep a stable place, but their children are still coming to school, showing up to school, and working to finish and get their educations. Little over 25% of the children in this county are living below the poverty line. And, of course, we know that poverty could often lead to homelessness when we have such a lack of affordable housing. So what we're really trying to do here in the School Ties program is connect those families who have instability in their housing situation with school. So those kids have that stable place, they have support, they have adults who care, they have their friends, and really they're getting that education to propel them into the future. I want to advocate and give a voice and a face to what I consider the hidden homeless. There's so much media attention and so much controversy around stereotypical homeless youth causing problems, getting in trouble, you know, doing illegal things downtown. But there is this whole group of students who you never see because they're in school every day. And they have a right to be part of this conversation too, and to have a voice and to be heard. We don't have a homeless shelter for youth here in this county. So children who are in these situations have to depend on staying with family and friends, bouncing around. And they may never show up on anyone's radar, but they're there, and they're facing a lot of the same issues as someone who's in a shelter or even unsheltered. There's quite a correlation, too, between being in foster care and then experiencing homelessness. So oftentimes students, they grow up through the foster care system, and then once they get into high school, they end up running from that system, and then they're kind of out on their own and out on the street, and then they may go back and forth. Or once they're emancipated, they have nowhere to go. Used to be around 50% of former foster youth ended up in homeless situations. We do have extended foster care in California now, which extended foster care until the age of 21. I think it's been a really successful piece of policy. Probably one of the most successful that I've seen when I've been doing this work, especially here in Butte County. Almost all of our eligible foster youth are choosing to stay in.
All right, we just heard from Megan Malloy from School Ties. And Josh, you actually work with Megan. That must be a wonderful cube mate to have.
It is. It's a wonderful program.
So what could you guys extrapolate on? I know you've been involved with the foster care system, Ernesto. Maybe you could give us a little bit of a highlight of these 450 youth that are in foster care in the school systems here in Butte, what that's like.
Well, I'm not originally from Butte County, but being in foster care since I was 16, it was actually kind of a tough time because there's nobody really you can turn to or you can talk to about this kind of situation. And at the same time, it kind of carries a stigma in itself. You know, branding yourself as a foster care kind of carries along this weight of you're broken, there's something wrong with you, nobody really wants you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of this program, there wasn't a lot of systems and programs out there that actually can help you out. So when I actually heard that they extended the foster care program to actually go up to 21. That's great because a lot of these kids don't have this kind of safety net that a lot of people have, which is family, financial, or emotional support. Especially for myself, I know I had a hard time being 18, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And at the same time, I had no money. I had no family. I had some good friends that they tried to help me out, but at the same time, I didn't want to seem like a weight on them. But it's great that we're actually starting to get enough awareness to know that these kids are not alone and that we're here to help them out.
Thank you for that, Ernesto. Maybe you could add a little, because I know your story, Carrington. Carrington was actually on the Without a Roof radio program in October. It was a wonderful show. Maybe you just give a little description of how it was for you being homeless in your senior year here in Chico.
Well, I got kicked out when I was 18, or like on my 18th birthday or right after. And without getting into specifics about that, going to school and being homeless was one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life, especially the second time around when I started college. But living in town here in Chico, there's not much to do on the streets except for hang out in the park, because the homeless, in a way, get herded around. Like, no one wants them in one area. They talk about how there's the homeless issue, and they're just like this ugly face, so they push them somewhere else. And then, so they're over there. Well, then people over where they got pushed to, they get tired of that, and they push them somewhere else, and they just get pushed over around. They get taken out of the bridges, taken out of the park, and they just have nowhere to go. And then they make it illegal to sleep outside, and like I still am paying off court fees for camping tickets, and like just because it's illegal to sleep outside, it's illegal to be homeless essentially. And yeah, anything else you would like to?
No, that's excellent guys. So what I'm going to play here, and it's just so funny because I have him here, because I actually got this really cool little clip with Josh Indar, and when I introduced you, and he's on this clip, you'll hear him laugh a little bit. They called me the Writing for Donuts guy, Josh. At least three or four youth, I explained, you know, Josh Indar, and they're like, well, who's he? And I go, the Writing for Donut guy. And they're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, that's how they all know me.
That's how they all know him. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a short little clip about Writing for Donuts. It's going to tell you everything you need to know about this wonderful program that Josh does at 6th Street. And we're going to do the same thing. We'll have a little conversation about storytelling and all the things that are going on at Writing for Donuts at 6th Street. But get on those pledge phones. We want to hear some phones ring. And once again, Poor People's DVD. We're going to have a presentation, $75 pledge. It's all good, man, here on 90.1 People Powered Radio.
I'm the tutor and mentor coordinator here at School Ties, and what that means is that I am doing some tutoring and also just helping match the tutors to the youth in the county who need help with their school stuff.
Now, how did that end up tying up with 6th Street in this multi-year program you've had, Writing for Donuts?
Well, we wanted to do some outreach with the 6th Street youth, and we wanted to just find a way to get our program connected with them. And me, with my background as a writer, I just thought it was a really natural fit to just try to introduce them to writing and all the kind of, you know, there's so many aspects of writing that can help you in that situation and in any situation. And also just to introduce myself to them and let them know, provide them a service and let them know that if they need any help with school or anything like that, then I'd be the one to talk to.
I mean, how much joy does it you get from working with the kids at 6th Street?
So much. It's really one of my favorite things that I do in my job. Mm-hmm. Just to show up with a box of donuts and people are like, hey, the donut guy, let's write something. And everyone just sits down and writes, you know, whatever their level, whatever they're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to read them later. And even like years later, sometimes people will come back that have gone on to other things and come back to visit the program, and they've got a job now, they've got a diploma now, and they read what they've written, and they're like, wow, that's, you know, that really helped me express that really helped me get beyond that. Uh-huh. And we're also talking about a lot of kids who have undergone trauma and writing that, you know, it's proven that can help you. That's a therapeutic thing. So to get them beyond some of these sort of mental blocks and things that they've experienced, and they can move past that through writing, it's the most amazing thing. It's something that, I mean, I'm not even doing it. I'm just sort of like letting it happen, and they're doing it themselves, and they realize that too. It's very empowering.
What day of the week? When do you go?
It's Wednesdays. Every Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Wow, sponsored by Krispy Kreme. Now you're famous. You weren't famous until I heard that.
Josh Indar, the Writing for Donuts guys. Maybe you could expand on that. That was such a wonderful interview, by the way. You know, how things have been going for Writing for Donuts, and if you guys got any history of actually writing for the donut program, now would be a good time to talk about that.
Have you guys ever written for the donuts?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, sounds like a good program.
Actually, once. A couple years back, I think it was in 2012.
Yeah.
I just wrote a quick little poem about donuts.
Because a lot of people
wanted a donut.
A lot of people write for the donut, yeah. We get a lot of poems about donuts and a lot of... It's funny because I usually put those on the back page. They end up usually being like the funny ones.
Awesome. And then, as I understand, it's kind of a segue to the Box City, but a lot of those are on the Box City, right? Down at the college.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's telling the stories of those youth, and so it makes sense to just put those on the boxes because, mm-hmm. you know, that they're already written, and they're in a format that you can see very well and everything.
Awesome. So maybe it's a good segue to the Box City, Carrington. I know I was out there yesterday. I got a couple of good pictures of you I need to post, but give us a little ditty on the Box City and how things are going out there.
Box City is designed to create a space where youth experiencing homelessness are able to tell their stories in a very visible way and increase community awareness of the challenges they face. You know, taking place on the Chico State campus, Box City includes a display of cardboard boxes designed by current and formerly homeless youth with stories, poems, facts depicting their experiences. It's actually really cool. Like, we have the boxes are decorated with a lot of just like poems and stories that the youth have done and are just in our area, and a lot of different writings from the Writing for Donuts. And if Emily would like to talk anything more about it.
About Box City?
Yeah.
It's the young people's story to bring awareness to homeless and runaway youth here in Butte County.
It's a wonderful program. Actually, a big shout out to Emily Bateman. It was really cool. She explained how to spell her last name. It's Batman with an E in the middle. It's wonderful to have you, Emily. But anything else on the Box City? You guys, when are the dates? You got two more dates. Where are you guys going to be? You're going to be on CSU?
The 9th and the 12th.
9th
from,
and the 12th.
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Awesome. And then you guys are going to be at the Telebration, right? Isn't it all going to be set up at the Telebration, or am I wrong? Is it going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So you'll get to see those stories as well during the Telebration that we just heard about. But I thought this would be a neat little segment here because, Emily, maybe you can introduce yourself and your affiliation with the HEART program. But Carrington actually works as an outreach worker there. And you guys, maybe you can ask her some questions, just have a dialogue around a day in the life of a HEART person. Thanks, Emily.
All right. Thank you. My name is Emily Bateman. I'm the program manager of the HEART program, which is a Youth for Change program, and we work with homeless and runaway minors in Butte County. And we are a 24-hour crisis-based program. We can be reached at 1-877-478-6292.
Awesome. What does a day in the life look like for an outreach specialist, Karen?
It's actually really interesting because we do anything from tabling to actually like outreaching and like passing out, or like we'll go out onto the streets and talk with the youth when we can find them, or if not, we go out and talk about the program to other people, so if they know any homeless youth in the area, they can direct them to us, and we go out and when we're actually doing the outreach, if we find a youth that needs services, we'll make a call to the office right then. We'll have a caseworker come over there right then on the spot. And we're immediate response. We have a 24-hour hotline.
Hotline.
It's really great.
You know, I do a program out of the Peace and Justice Center called Youth for Justice Wednesdays and Sunday mornings, and it's really cool because I know a few youth that actually use your services, Emily and Carrington, you know, mm-hmm. Either for bus passes or just for support, you know, because I understand you'll even do client-based services where you'll actually have parental and then child counseling, or mm-hmm. maybe you could explain a little bit of the services side of it, Emily, for Homeless Emergency Action Response Team.
Yes.
Got it.
So we work with homeless and runaway minors in all of Butte County, and the main goal is that we provide physical and emotional safety to a young person who's experiencing a homeless and runaway episode, and also reuniting with them with their primary caregivers if possible. So we do work with parents, we work with grandparents, we work with guardians, adopted parents, whoever mm-hmm. is that young person's primary caregiver, mm-hmm. To try to either resolve conflict and help that young person come home, or whatever it is that's not allowing them to be at home when that's possible for them. And so we do want parents to be involved. They can call us on, you know, hey, things are getting kind of heated at my house and I'm having a hard time with my teenager. Right. You know, we want them to call and reach out before there's a runaway or before it's being kicked out, so we can even prevent that from happening. That would be the best case scenario.
Awesome. And how long you? It's a fairly new program, correct? How long you guys been in operation under Youth for Change, the HEART program?
I took my position in January, and we went live in April.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we're still real new, trying to get the word out about services and work with kids and their families.
That's awesome. Awesome. Anything else, Carrington?
Yeah, if I could make a brief touch about the Target team and the Stairways program.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, the Stairways program has been working with the Target team, and just from the Target team, since we've been working with them, we've got 9 people housed and a 4-month-old baby. We have 12 to 20 receiving supportive services daily, and the Stairways program is a housing first facility. We go out there, we do outreach every morning and many evenings. And we go out onto the streets and to the environment where the homeless are, and we talk to them, and we get them housed, like, sometimes that day. And it's awesome. Like, we have amazing stories sometimes from some of these people coming in, and they're just, like, their lives are being touched. And it's really a beautiful program.
So maybe real quick, because I know it was a wonderful front page last week, CNR, on the Stairways programming. For folks that haven't read that or know about Stairways program, you know, what is Stairways programming?
Stairways is like the Stairways to Success. A lot of people don't have with different mental illnesses out there, and a lot of drug problems, homelessness. There's different reasons for being homeless, right. And there's all kinds of different reasons why it's difficult to get off the streets, and oftentimes it's just those stigmas that we face, and just those first few things, like getting a job. It's almost impossible to get a job when you don't have an address, and it's almost impossible to have an address when you don't have a job. And so just like these little loops that we go out there and try to resolve. So we go out and get these people what they need. We'll get them the housing, the clothes. We'll help them work on their record, or like legal records. We'll work with the court systems. We talk with them, figure out their best way to get them back on their feet and on a successful.
Maybe one other clarifying point too for folks that don't know the term Target team. That's actually an outreach team involved with Chico PD. Maybe you could describe what a Target team looks like for people that don't know that term.
Well, the Target team, since basic or homelessness and essence is illegal, like technically it's not, but like oftentimes the police are having to deal with homeless or different homeless people and just arresting them, taking them to jail just because they don't have anything else that they can do with them. They're being booted around or pushed around. And so now what the Target team's doing is actually just like resolving that issue. Instead of the people being arrested and being booked into jail and overfilling, we're getting them off the streets. We're working with them. And they'll call us or sometimes bring them straight over to our sender. And instead of these people that did nothing but just like sleep outside where they weren't supposed to be sleeping, go into jail for sleeping, they come to our program and they get housed up. And they've been working with they're working with a lot of different nonprofits, and it's all about just actually resolving the issue of homelessness from within and
housing them, harm reduction.
Yeah. Yeah, harm reduction.
Which is reducing their ability to, you know, be addicted to a specific drug. It's not cold turkey, which a lot of the shelters are. I guess that's the best way to describe Stairways programming.
Yeah.
They call it dry versus wet. But Stairways, they'll take you in. You don't have to be 30 days clean.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We have very loose program. Rules. But, like, oftentimes it's looked down on, but it's actually really great. Like, the rules in the center are actually made by the community. Like, they get to live how they choose to, and they're there's chores and everything, but like we don't tell them what to do. It's they actually just like, this is their house, this is where they live, this is like they're being productive adults now, like not being pushed around on the streets. And so this is how they want to keep their house. And so they just like, they all work together, and it's really great, instead of like having these rules. And when they if they miss a meal, we save a plate for them instead of them having to miss out on dinner.
And they're hungry.
Yeah, or if they come in late, like, they're not going to be like, oh, nope, you've got to go sleep outside tonight. No, like, it's really laid back, and it's really great because it's very difficult oftentimes transitioning off the streets with being used to this very laid back lifestyle, not having this like structure, and by coming into these like environment where you're designing your own structure.
Right.
The Stairways program has just, I think, been a very great success.
Did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Emily, maybe, or the harm reduction stuff, or?
Stairways is a separate program from HEART.
I did see on their site, though, maybe a point of clarification, it says some sort of, even in the article, it said, you know, a collaborative partnership with Sixth Street. So I was hoping maybe you knew about that, but that's okay. You can't know everything.
I know.
That's fine. Thanks for coming in, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're doing musical chairs, and Emily's on the phone, and I give her a big shout-out for coming in here. She sat down, she took like 5 calls. She was on the phone constantly. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to play a clip here. I'm really excited about this. I did this interview at School Ties in December of 2014, and I actually got 3 clips out of it, and one of them I'm going to play right now from Megan Malloy. Once again, is Megan Malloy from School Ties, but it talks about how we want to make 2015 a Homeless Connect year. The bad news is Homeless Connect didn't happen in 2015, but Homeless Connect is happening in 2016. So she's going to describe what Homeless Connect is about, and we're going to do musical chairs with our other phone bank person, Josh, who's going to come in and tell us a little bit about Homeless Connect in 2016 right here on KZFR People Power Radio.
We had an amazing team that coordinated Butte County's first and only Project Homeless Connect. It was April 2012. We had over 50 agencies present at the fairgrounds here in Chico, and we served 430 homeless persons that day. This was Headbangers Hair Salon. They did 100 haircuts.
100 haircuts?
In a day.
In a day.
And that was a really popular booth. These were
awesome.
Could you imagine how exhausting that would be? They're such hardworking women. They're amazing.
Awesome.
Volunteers from veterinary program and some veterinary clinics did full workups on over 20 dogs and 1 cat.
Uh-huh.
We had the DMV there. You can see how beautiful the meal was. That was done by the Haydens and the Hope Center. We had clothes, we had supplies, employment services. Oh, and we had the North Valley Food Bank was there too, and people left with a ton of food. We had Jesus Center doing the clothing closet. We had Sensible Cyclery doing bike repair, wheelchair repair, trailer repair. I do know that there was one woman who was hearing impaired who got connected with someone that day, and she was experiencing homelessness for the first time and had just randomly found out about the event. And I know that she ended up getting into housing through that. About 20 people left Project Homeless Connect and went straight into drug and alcohol treatment that night as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for helping to put that on.
Yeah, it was
2015. Project Homeless Connect.
We need to have it happen. Yes.
All right. You just heard from Megan Malloy about 2015 Homeless Connect. I'm happy to say that there's actually a Facebook page out there right now. I think it's called Butte County Homeless Connect, Butte County, that was just put out there. It's in the very early stages. They don't even have a final firm date, but it's going to be in April. And they're starting to get subcommittees together and obviously getting together with those 50 or more groups that Megan had kind of mentioned. So, I mean, that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that's happening in Butte County. They did, like she mentioned, they did one in 2012. And, man, it's going to be a 4-year swing in between. So hopefully they'll get that done and do that every year. Got the phone lines ringing. Awesome. Hopefully that's a pledge for the pledge phone, guys. But I'm really blessed. I have Dan. Dan, why don't you introduce yourself from the board of directors? He's the captain here. He's the captain of the pledge drive, and he's a safe space guy, too. He's
going to
give us a little bit of info on that. Thanks, Dan.
Great. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having us here. And, yeah, I'm here doing a pledge captain shift, and great to see everybody. And just want to remind everybody to call in 895-0131 and take advantage of this opportunity. We got a phone line open. So call in, you know, we're down to probably, let's see, we've got 2 days left on pledge drive. So we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity. You know, you're probably finishing up dinner, maybe haven't started it yet before you turn that TV on. Just go over your phone and give us a call. It can be any amount. You know, it could be $10, it could be $20, it could be $100, it could be $500, whatever you like, whatever you can afford. And, you know, don't worry about that, but it goes to support community radio, which is so important for a healthy community. Just like putting on this show, Bill's show, talking about homeless issues in Chico, which is it's a big deal in every city around the country. And Chico has its own little version of it, and we're doing what we can to help out, as well as these organizations that are here tonight. So please call in, 895-0131. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be here all night long and all day tomorrow, and then we wrap up the pledge drive tomorrow night. So make sure you get your pledge in.
Yeah, $25 pledge, Poor People's Film Festival DVD, 75, yeah. Get your presentation. What are we at, Dan? I mean, we're counting down now.
We're at 41,507, I think. So our goal is 60. We probably won't get that, but we'll hopefully get close. So please help us out, and, you know, make sure you pledge. We only do this 2 times a year, and, you know, it goes to, you know, keeping the lights on here at KZFR. So we got some overhead, and we got to make sure.
As well, as this kind of slip in, I mean, I've only been involved with the radio station from February, and it's been a real blessing. I've met so many cool people. It's just a wonderful grassroots set of people here, and the programming is just amazing.
It is.
Music program, and these people are like savants, Dan.
Yeah.
They're doing these shows. It's
incredible.
Amazing.
To have a radio station like this in your town is very unique. I come from a town up in the Sierras where I was there for 30 years. We didn't have a little radio station like this, public radio station, with all the good, good music programs and social programs, and it's just everything here. You know, a little bit for everybody. If the show's on that you don't like, you know, put a couple of CDs in, come back in a half hour, you'll get a different show. So that's how it is. It just rotates right through. And it's such a good organization. It's been fun for me. I've been associated for about 2.5 years now, and I've enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Awesome. I have as well. So thank you for that, Dan.
Yes, sir.
So what I think we're going to do is we're going to do a little. You guys are blessed. Carrington's getting ready here in the studio live to do a little song. But I want to hear a little bit about your story, Ernesto. So if you could swing down to mic one that way, thank you, and then. You get yourself set up there, okay, Carrington? Move your mics around like you want. I'm going to turn yours off. Anyway, I'm very, very interested and happy to have you in here, Ernesto. I got to kind of give a backstory on Ernesto. It was so fun. I met Ernesto doing the Bernie booths. We've both been involved with the wonderful campaign, Bernie Sanders primary for Democratic presidency 2016. And then you're in the PATH Scholars Program as well.
Yes.
I really have felt blessed to have met you, Ernesto, and I'm very interested to hear a little bit more about your story and what's going on with PATH Scholars on CSU campus.
Yes. So this is Ernesto Lone Wolf. The Chico State is now offering a comprehensive network program called the PATH Scholars to support educational goals of current and foster former youth. Students PATH is an acronym for Promoting Achievement Through Hope. Students can benefit from a supportive community of peers and staff to promote success and connectedness during their college experience. Services include more personalized financial aid services, counseling, advising, and tutoring services, as well as connecting students with resources in campus and in the community. So this is a little bit of what PATH Scholars does. And PATH Scholars is a great program to get former foster youth and homeless youth to get on their feet and get on their path to their educational goals. Especially for me, I know it was really hard trying to figure stuff out, you know. I don't have any real money or any kind of resources or anything like that. I'm not made out of money and stuff like that. So just to come out here and be in this beautiful city of Chico, it was only possible because I was found out through this program, PATH Scholars. I was never thought I would have been able to move this far across without having the resources that they were to connect with you. And they also helped me out, connect me with a scholarship that helped me get into some money and some resources that helped me kind of settle here. A little bit about me, I come from a very large family. I'm the oldest of seven kids. I moved around as from the age of, since I was a little kid, and I moved all over the place. But it wasn't until I moved back to LA from Texas that I finally decided to get back into education and finally do something with my life. But again, like every other kid out there, we don't really know what we want to do. And especially being a former foster youth, you don't have the resources, the money, the emotional support to really get that started. So I struggled for a lot of years. It actually took me about 5-6 years just to finish community college. But I stuck to it, and the last 2 years of community college, I was only able to do it because I was able to meet a great mentor, William Selby. He's a great college professor who, at the end of the semester, told me to take over his job. And that's the only reason I'm actually here, is to actually become a professor, a teacher, a mentor, somebody who is able to acquire the knowledge and be able to pass it on to other kids and be able to empower them as I was empowered by my own teacher and mentor. Recently, I just got hired on to the School Ties program, which is a program that is a college tutors, kind of like a mentorship program, where we talk to, I get to mentor high school students right now, who probably having some trouble on their own. They're probably foster youth or homeless youth, and I really want to be able to pass on what was given to me, that hope, that encouragement, that ability that you know that you can do so much more when you actually have people beside you. Right now, I'm also part of the Ambassadors Program, which is part of the Past Scholars Program. Right now, Marina's the only counselor that is actually hired on full-time, so she needs a lot of help. And so as the Past part of the Ambassadors do is, being a former foster youth, we are able to connect a lot better to the youth who have been in that kind of situations. And we, get together for events, plan events, try to reach out to other foster youth, try to get them connected, trying to get the word out that you're not alone in this. And a lot of the time that happens is that when you're going through stuff like this, you feel like you're alone a lot of time, and you feel like you can't do a lot of things. So I just feel that this is a great way for people that don't have that access to be able to be a little bit more connected.
Awesome, Ernesto. So maybe just a little bit and describe a little bit more about what you do for Ambassadors. I mean, what role you play in doing that?
Well, as an ambassador, I connect with Marina and other ambassadors, and we try to plan events, try to see ways that we can actually do more outreach to the youth. What is it that we can do to bring them around, so we're able to better connect with them, so we can have this network of people that you know they are going to be there for you in case anything happens.
That's beautiful, Ernesto. I think you're in the right spot, man. I think you definitely have a heart. I mean, I'm looking at you as you're talking about this, and I can tell, man.
Yeah, I just love it. I mean, to know that, to go through all these challenges and to know that I actually was able to arise from it and be able to gain strength from it really encourages me to pass it along to other people. It would be selfish enough of me not to be able to spread the happiness and joy that I've gotten from all the people that have supported me so far. So thanks.
Thank you, Ernesto. And I want to do another shout out for the Heart program. I want to get that number out there one more time, which is 877-478-6292. And that's the Homeless Runaway Minor program, Homeless Emergency Action Response Team. We just had a nice pledge from Tammy, who donated $10 to our program. Big shout out to Tammy. Thank you for making the call in. I'm really pleased right now. I'm actually going to turn on mic 2 and 3 here on the People Powered Radio. And we have Carrington. And before I describe the song of Carrington, I want to go back a little bit. We actually had Marina had a beautiful interview on Past Scholars that was on one of the October KZFR peace and social justice shows. And I want to stop on that because I'm going to be on there tomorrow hosting the peace and social justice show. And Chris Nelson, the co-host, is going to actually be the captain. So look forward to that program. We're going to have Bill Such, the former director of the Jesus Center. We have a wonderful interview with him. We have Mark Johnson, who's going to come in and talk a lot about his new vegan lifestyle and some of the street music that he does. And Brad Finney, one of my favorite people in the world. He's been playing on the streets at the corner of 2nd and Broadway. He's going to talk about some of the struggles he's had with this new criminalizing people for being in public space. But we have a really full program tomorrow on the Peace and Social Justice Show, and I just feel blessed to be in the studio 2 days in a row here for the KZFR Pledge Drive. And thank you for all your calls, and thank you for all your support for a wonderful, wonderful resource here in within our community. And I'm going to turn it over to Carrington now, maybe give us a quick intro. But Carrington actually did this song, House of the Rising Sun, on the Without a Roof radio program back in October, and he's coming back for more. So thanks for coming, Carrington.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me just check to make sure the mic's working for both. Maybe a little bit less sensitive. Okay, that'll probably work.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll adjust it as you go. Trust me.
That was sweet, Carrington. You got yourself some new strings too, right? That's what you were saying.
Oh,
Yeah, new guitar, new strings.
Awesome.
Upgrading.
Man, if you don't mind, if you got like 1 or 2 minutes just to kind of talk about how you learned how to play music, man, and what brought you to the guitar? I thought that was a cool little backstory.
Yeah, honestly, just traveling around on the streets. When I was on or out on the streets, I was noticing a there's not much to do. You don't have video games. You don't got TV. You don't even have a radio. So what do? You make your own music. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed a lot of other travelers, they'd be playing really fun, happy, poppy songs, you know, things that would get you, like, jazzed up. And so I just, like, started learning, picking up things from other travelers. Then, like, that was literally what made my living and what kind of, like, broke my anxiety. I had social anxiety pretty bad, could not even order my own food at a fast food restaurant. And I started playing on the streets to get money, and, you know, and here I am.
Here he is on People Powered Radio. We're damn glad to have you, Carrington. Thanks so much. I'm going to turn it over to the calendar and kind of go through the calendar real quick, unless you had some words you want to give us a wisdom here, Ernesto, before we turn the mics over to the Beatle Nation, who's coming up next.
All right, so just some words of encouragement. Never turn your back on anyone that you might think might need your help. A lot of the people out there are facing difficulties that you don't even know are probably facing, especially the youth. The youth are going to be the leaders of this nation, and it'd be great if we can have more people out there to take action and to help each other out. Much love and much happiness. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much, Ernesto, man. I'll see you around. I'm going to give him a high five.
Woo!
Awesome. I did want to cover this really, really fast because I got a closing song, giving Beatle Nation a little time to get on the board here. But we have the Homeless Youth Month. We really were kind of cool. We did some proclamations, homeless youth awareness and runaway prevention. We did presentations, proclamations in Gridley. Chico and Orville, one of my favorite folks on the formerly homeless, Kyle Maxson's on our very first Without a Roof program. Kyle Maxson, huge shout out for you, dude. He was there to collect the proclamation. We actually have Box City, which we described. And that's going to be at CSU 2 days next week. Check that out. And Telebration on the 14th. Open mic, that's the only thing we haven't talked about, and I think that's wicked cool, is open mic at 6th Street is going to be on the 18th, and it's looking like it says 5 p.m. So once again, I'm going to have all this stuff out on waroof.tumblr.com. And you can see the different things that we've talked about and the different programs we've talked about. And I'll even throw out a safe space vignette I did back in 2013 when they opened up in the Peace and Justice Center. But I'm going to turn it over with one of my favorite little street songs. A street performer with a mandolin put this together, and it's called Community is Everyone. And it was filmed and produced back in the summer of 2013. So enjoy this. And as I look at the Beatle Nation crowd, I love Beatle Nation right here on People Powered Radio, KZFR 90.1 FM.
Feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight. Tonight, and I'll come to you.